From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The U.S. Commander of Operation Inherent Resolve, Lieutenant General Stephen Townsend, said Wednesday the operation to retake the Syrian city Raqqa from Islamic State poses tough political and security challenges and could take longer than the ongoing assault on the Iraqi city Mosul.
It's a very complicated battle space. There are a lot of regional security concerns that are in competition there. The Syrian regime's involved, the Russians are involved, Turkey's involved. It's hard. And there's there's a civil war going on right next door. So it's going to be a tough, political environment and a security environment, I think, for our effort there.
He said Kurdish rebels, known as YPG, and elements of the Syrian Democratic Forces could eventually be part of the operation to liberate Raqqa. He said talks with Turkey are underway. Turkey opposes any Kurdish involvement. Meanwhile, at the UN Wednesday, the world body's humanitarian chief, Stephen O'Brien, told the Security Council the eastern part of the Syrian city Aleppo has essentially become a kill zone with hundreds killed, thousands wounded in the past month.
The Aleppo offensive by Syrian and Russian military forces has been the most sustained and intensive aerial bombardment campaign witnessed since the beginning of the conflict more than half a decade ago. The results in human terms have been horrific. Aleppo has essentially become a kill zone.
Russia's ambassador expressed outrage at the remarks, pointing to Moscow's humanitarian pause and its 10-day halt of aerial operations in the city's center. In Somalia, local residents say Islamic State fighters seized the small port of Kandala in the semi-autonomous Puntland region. The IS news agency said dozens of its fighters seized the port located on the Gulf of the coast of Aden opposite Yemen after security forces withdrew. This is VOA News. In Iraq, a U.S. coalition spokesman says as Iraqi and Kurdish Peshmerga forces edge closer to Mosul, the Islamic State defense is stiffening. 10 days into the assault to retake the last major Iraqi city held by the IS, Iraqi forces are trying to dislodge militants from surrounding villages to the south, and there are reports that IS defenders, as they retreat, are using civilians as human shields. The two main U.S. presidential candidates pressed their case to voters in states viewed as crucial to election victory November 8. Hillary Clinton, the Democrat, marked her 69th birthday in Florida Wednesday. Her Republican rival Donald Trump ended a three-day swing through Florida and moved on to North Carolina, where he reached out again to African-American voters, a traditional Democratic voting bloc, during a stop in the city of Charlotte.
Every African-American citizen in this country is entitled to a government that puts their jobs, wages, and security first.
Campaigning in Tampa, Florida, Clinton promised to grow the economy with more jobs and rising income. Small tremors continued to shake central Italy after two strong aftershocks struck late Wednesday, not far from the area struck by a deadly August quake. Some damage and injuries are reported. The August 24th quake took nearly 300 lives. In Venezuela, beset by a severe economic crisis, including food shortages, opposition protesters clashed with police Wednesday, resulting in the death of a police officer as well as scores of injuries and arrests. The opposition staged nationwide marches, drawing hundreds of thousands against embattled President Nicolas Maduro. An electoral council halted a nationwide referendum recall last week organized by the opposition, designed to remove Mr. Maduro from office and end 17 years of socialist rule. For the first time in a quarter century, the U.S. abstained Wednesday from the U.N. General Assembly's vote on a resolution that calls for an end to the U.S. economic embargo of Cuba. Samantha Powers, the U.S. U.N. ambassador.
The United States has always voted against this resolution. Today, the United States will abstain.
The 193-member General Assembly adopted the resolution, 191 in favor. Israel joined the U.S. in abstaining. The U.S. and Cuba announced a normalizing of ties 2 years ago. The embargo in place against the communist regime for more than half a century can only be ended by the U.S. Congress. An Italian Coast Guard spokesman said dozens of migrants are believed missing after their boat sank off the coast of Libya Wednesday. The medical charity Doctors Without Borders said it found nearly 30 dead migrants submerged in water and fuel off Libya. The younger brother of the late Japanese Emperor Hirohito has died, Prince Mikasa passing away Thursday. At age 100, he was the uncle of the current Emperor Akihito. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.